Hi, everybody, and welcome to the Next Level Blog. And today I'm really pleased that we've got a special guest, Joel Garfinkel, who is the who's an executive coach and the author of 7 books, including his most latest book, which is called Getting Ahead, 3 Steps to Take Your Career to the Next Level. Joel, welcome, and thanks for being here.
Thanks, Scott. Looking forward to speaking with you.
Yeah, me too. In let's just truth in advertising here. Joel and I know each other from lots of different ways. We're colleagues in the executive coaching field, and we've had a lot of interesting conversations over the years, Joel. And a couple of those have been about influence, which I think is a really important topic for readers of this blog and listeners to this interview, because in organizations today, quite often leaders are charged with influencing really more than they are being in charge. You know, like they don't necessarily have that solid line reporting relationship with a lot of people, but there's a whole lot of dotted line matrixed kind of influencing going on as teams form and deform and people work across functions in companies and organizations. And so the influencing becomes, I think, really more and more important. Does that make sense to you?
Yeah, you know, it's I find that cross-functionally throughout an organization, the amount of influence you need to have with your peers, subordinates, people above you, it's becoming more and more pressing. I find it to be something that individuals inside a company are recognizing, employees are recognizing that they have to have influence cross-functionally to be successful.
What's your definition of influence? If you know, if a client asked you, Joel, what is influence, what would your answer be?
I would say that when an employer executive has influence, they're making things happen. So if you want to look at your own career as an employee inside an organization, you look at it and you say, okay, am I making things happen? And then looking at how are others, you know, this is how others will view them. They'll see them being influential when they're taking action, producing game-changing results, basically moving the organization forward. If you're doing that, you're having influence. So it's constantly looking for ways to make impact and that can become known in the company.
Yeah.
Those are the influential leaders that people want to work with and want to have in their company.
I love that big idea that influence is making things happen. Excuse me, making things happen. You know, it's we have a lot of conversations on this blog about getting stuff done, right?
Exactly.
You know,
yep.
Which is another version of making things happen. Are there any other big reasons why you think influence matters so much?
Well, I think the key thing is because without influence, you will not be able to motivate and arouse interest in others to do what is deemed important. And you won't be able to get others to move situations and projects forward.
So if I want to be more influential, what are your top 3 simple, practical, immediately applicable ideas or tips for me or anybody else who wants to be more influential?
Number one is look for ways to get others to rely on you. When you start to influence decisions and change outcomes for the better, people can appreciate your confidence and know they can depend on you. So you want to look for ways to speak up, provide thoughtful ideas, insights, expertise, because then people start to rely on you. When they start to rely on you, that becomes a moment of influence.
That's really great.
You start to increase your influence.
So the big idea is look for ways for people to rely on you. I love that. What's number two?
Number two would be we alluded it to before, and that's become a go-to person.
Uh-huh.
You know, you want others to seek you out for advice to accomplish the most essential tasks and to make extremely important decisions that move the company forward. So people need to see you and know you as you're the guy who's going to get things done.
Uh-huh.
They don't have to worry about you. You're solid. You're confident. You're reliable. When you are that as a foundation, your ability to start to have more influence becomes greater.
It really almost sounds like, you know, that's the track record or the reputation that you're trying to develop, right? You know, the idea is to develop that reputation of being somebody who is the go-to person or gets stuff done. Right.
Absolutely. And then that could be an individual contributor or at a baseline level, but it's a phenomenal foundation to build from.
Yeah. Do you have a last tip for us?
The other one is leverage your allies. I think cross-functionally throughout an organization, you have allies who can help support your ideas and accomplish the tasks that have been deemed important. But what you need to do, and I do this with my executive coaching clients, is identify the people in the organization who you feel have a potential to be an ally. potential to support some of the ideas and concepts you're bringing forward. And look cross-functionally. Make a list of 10 or 15 of the most influential players you know and the ones who you need to bring in as allies. Reach out to them and begin establishing a rapport with them and do it systematically.
Wow, I love that because it's just like this super focused, concentrated way to build out your network, right?
Exactly.
Thinking about the core of your network as being a group of allies is that's pretty powerful stuff.
Much different than feeling that they're always antagonistic or challenging to the concepts and ideas you're wanting to bring forward. And imagine a room of 10 people sitting there and you 7 out of 10 are allies versus 1 out of 10 is allies. They're going to be much more embracing of your ideas and concepts you bring forward.
I think even just having the idea in your mind that these people are my allies, that's a reframing way to think about it for a lot of people just right out of the gate that could be very, very powerful in the way they interact with others.
Yes, yeah, it's true.
Joel, great stuff. Thank you so much. Your book, again, is Getting Ahead, 3 Steps to Take Your Career to the Next Level. It's available on Amazon and wherever fine books are sold. And thank you so much for taking the time to share your great ideas with us, Joel.
You're welcome, Scott. Appreciate it.
Okay, have a great one.
Take care.